The turkey feast was already an American tradition of sorts long before English pilgrims came ashore at Plymouth Rock, says Julie Long, a turkey researcher with the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
The Mesoamericans had turkey meat all the time.
Mesoamerica, what is now Mexico, is where the turkey was first domesticated around 800 B.C., when the Spanish conquistadors arrived in the 1500s,
they discovered these domesticated turkeys, which were a lot better than the birds that they were eating in Europe.
Long says the Spanish were used to eating birds like peacocks. Pretty to look at, but not much meat on them.
Those are just sort of scrawny little birds, and of course chickens are also, at that time, were scrawny little birds.
Compared to a nice meaty turkey, it was no contest. So, along with corn, peppers, and tomatoes, the Spanish brought turkeys back to Europe with them.
And over the next 100 years, turkeys spread from Spain all the way up to England.
Where a goose was the traditional Christmas feast, that is, before the turkey came to town.
To the English at the time, they thought they tasted better than a goose. So at Christmas, you'd actually be doing very well if you got a turkey as opposed to a goose.
From 17th century England, turkeys made their way back to the Americas. English settlers brought the birds and other livestock with them to the Massachusetts Bay Colony in the 1630s. A decade or so earlier, when the Pilgrims landed in nearby Plymouth Rock, they found the woods were already full of wild turkeys, distant cousins of the birds domesticated in Mesoamerica.
They refer to turkeys as being fat and sweet.
Kathleen Wall is a colonial food expert at the Plymouth Plantation Museum. She says the birds also made for easy hunting.
You can go out at twilight and the turkeys roost in trees and you can shoot them off their roost. They sit still while you shoot at them.
Fat, sweet, and easy to shoot. Wall says it didn't take long before colonists like Governor William Bradford started writing about the turkey's decline.
One of the things he mentions in the 1640s is how things that were so abundant in 1620 and in 1630 are suddenly disappearing.
Wild turkeys among them. By the late 1640s, Wall says it was a good idea to raise domesticated turkeys because the wild birds were getting harder to find. Their populations continued to decline as Americans moved west and hit a low point in the 1930s. Conservation efforts in the late 20th century started the wild turkey back on the road to recovery. Wall says there are enough of them today to occasionally cause some trouble.
There was a turkey in one of the Boston suburbs who was attacking a postman.
She says that bird had to be forcibly relocated. As for the original Mexican wild turkey, the great-great-grandfather of today's Thanksgiving bird, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Julie Long says it's probably extinct.
There are some turkeys that are down there that exist on preserves, but nobody knows for sure whether or not those actually were the original wild birds.
But their descendants live on at the heart of the American Thanksgiving celebration. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.